During my time at the VA, I got to know many men who responded similarly. Faced with even minor frustrations, our veterans often flew instantly into extreme rages. The public areas of the clinic were pockmarked with impacts of their fists on the drywall, and security was kept constantly busy protecting claims agents and receptionists from enraged veterans. Of course, their behavior scared us, but I also was intrigued. At home, my wife and I were coping with similar problems in our toddlers, who regularly threw temper tantrums when told to eat their spinach or put on warm socks. Why was it, then, that I was utterly unconcerned about my kids' immature behavior but deeply worried about what was going on with the vets, aside from their size, of course, which gave them the potential to inflict much more harm than my two-footers at home? The reason was that I felt perfectly confident that, with proper care, my kids would gradually learn to deal with frustrations and disappointments. But I was skeptical that I would be able to help my veterans reacquire the skills of self-control and self-regulation that they had lost in the war. Unfortunately, nothing in my psychiatric training had prepared me to deal with any of the challenges that Tom and his fellow veterans presented. I went down to the medical library to look for books on war neuroses, shell shock, battle fatigue, and any other term or diagnosis I could think of that might shed light on my patients. To my surprise, the library at the VA didn't have a single book about any of these conditions. 5 years after the last American soldier left Vietnam, the issue of wartime trauma was still not on anybody's agenda. Finally, in the Countway Library at Harvard Medical School, I discovered The Traumatic Neuroses of War, which had been published in 1941 by a psychiatrist named Abram Kardner. It described Kardner's observations of World War I veterans and had been released in anticipation of the flood of shell-shocked soldiers expected to be casualties of World War II. Kardner reported the same phenomena I was seeing. After the war, his patients were overtaken by a sense of futility. They became withdrawn and detached, even if they had functioned well before. What Kardner called traumatic neuroses, today we call post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Kardner noted that sufferers from traumatic neuroses develop a chronic vigilance for and sensitivity to threat. His summation especially caught my eye. He wrote, "The nucleus of the neurosis is a physioneurosis." In other words, post-traumatic stress isn't all in one's head, as some people supposed, but has a physiological basis. Kardner understood even then that the symptoms have their origin in the entire body's response to the original trauma.